Hi, and welcome to the Flute Talk Podcast, where we talk about all things flute. If you're looking for more tips or lessons from Emily, please check out musigy.com for all the sheet music, transcriptions, albums, books, and flute lesson packages. That's musigy.com, musogy.com. Also, if you're looking for posters, fingering charts, or merch, you can head over at our merch store at store.theflutechannel.com for all your flute needs. If you want to help us on a monthly basis, you can also consider joining us over at Patreon for as little as $2 a month. This helps us make more great content for you. Check the description for more info. Finally, if you're looking into buying a flute, please consider using the Flute Center of New York and use our code TFC for a 10-day trial in trying 3 flutes. Check the description for all the details. Now on with the show. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Flute Talk Podcast. I am Nick.
And I'm Emily.
How's it going, Emily?
It's going well.
That's good. So today we're going to talk about why summer music festivals are good for everybody. And I know you have something to talk about at the beginning of the show, so I'll leave it to you.
Yeah. And then we'll answer some questions.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. So I know you have, and I know I have done a lot of those music festivals in the summer, mm-hmm. and I learned so much from them for different reasons. I learned from different teachers playing for them, but also listening to other people, because very often there's some masterclass forms in those things. And I know sometimes there's also a day masterclass, which is very cool as well. But if you have a week or two with someone, mm-hmm. There can be how would I say that? Let's say you have a masterclass with someone. They say, oh, you should work on this thing. And then they never listen to you again to mm-hmm, give you mm-hmm, retroaction mm-hmm. and yeah. say, oh, yo, it's getting better.
Or, right.
you know, oh, let's try this way instead. So mm-hmm. you have a little bit. And the other thing is that it's very intensive. And so it's like you're in a bath of music.
Sure.
Non-stop for
a duration of time.
Yeah. And so you learn. Personally, sometimes I felt like I learned as much in 2 weeks than I would learn in my whole year.
Yeah.
Of practicing
yeah.
every
or
day.
Several years in my case or in other people's cases too as well. For most people, I don't know if you just did right now, how would you classify a masterclass? Because like we now have a different sort of definition of a masterclass because of the show masterclass online and stuff like that and all those types of things like that. How would you define that for us or for musicians who have never heard of this word or, you know?
Yeah. Well, a masterclass, the way we intend it, the way we mean is how would I say that? An activity where like you have many flutists who come and a couple mm-hmm. of them play for a teacher.
Mm-hmm. Any instrumentalist, really. It's not just flutist, but yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you have different, let's say a piano masterclass, you have people that come in the hall. It can be also not pianists, just people who want to hear that teacher,
mm-hmm.
hear what this person has to say, and then
about
people
works,
play
yeah.
mm-hmm. their works, and the teacher is like trying yeah. to give the best advice, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And in general, they try to give specific advice to the person in front of them and also some type of general advice for the public so that
right.
everyone can benefit from the activity.
Yes, that's sort of what the modern version of masterclasses that we see online and stuff like that, like you just said, that show that they do is really just a one-way street. That's the big difference. Like when you're actually in a real masterclass in person, you really get that whole
there's
thing.
There's a relationship in a masterclass.
Yes.
In the series masterclass, they, mm-hmm. they took the word because it sounds good.
Right.
And, but it's a one-way street. It's
yeah.
not. yeah.
So
that's the
yeah.
difference.
Okay, I see. Yeah.
But then in summer festivals, sometimes you have like masterclass and private lessons. It
right.
depends. They're all a bit different. Sometimes
yeah.
you play in concerts, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you get to listen to a lot of music as well. Sometimes
yeah.
also it's the setting mm-hmm. that makes you dream a little
yeah.
bit and is like
yeah.
so appropriate
right.
for doing music and learning.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, like, in your case, you can talk about that right now, but it's all of those cases, in fact. It's a beautiful setting. There'll be classes. There's music festival concerts
okay,
that
so
you can sit around and watch. Like, it's a whole
yeah,
immersion.
Yeah, when you say in my case, you mean in the case of the flute festival, music festival I'll participate in this summer.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. So this coming summer, 2023, I will be part of the faculty of music festival in Germany. And in that music festival, there is there's different, like, people who want to perform can be performers. And that's a little bit more...
More proactive, more participatory. It's like...
No, but it's also a bit more pressure, I guess. Because you have to learn the repertoire very well before you get there.
Right.
It's
yeah, because rehearsals are efficient. Yeah, I see.
Because you have very little time to do the music. It's chamber music with other instrumentalists that you've never seen before. So
yeah,
it's a different vibe. And that's...
One part.
That's one part.
Second part is...
Second part is you participate as a learner and you have more private lessons, but you don't play chamber music.
Yeah.
But you still get to listen to all the chamber music concerts.
And rehearsals.
Yeah, you can...
Yeah, you can go into any of those things there and just...
Music all the time.
Yeah, you're basically like an auditor almost, but you have more lessons and stuff.
The city's beautiful.
Yeah, the city's gorgeous.
An amazing setting. And like... There's lessons and group lessons, which are more a bit like a master class. But then the group lesson, you see how you want to organize it.
Right.
You can make it into a master class, or you can make it into a technical work for the group
everyone,
of students.
Yeah.
Or you can... Mm-hmm. That's to be determined with the people who come.
Yeah,
but I'm super excited about doing that.
Yeah.
It'll and be I hope in, to meet students there and... have fun with them and practice and get better at the flute and make music together.
Yeah, and just to reiterate, it's the Saarburg Festival. You might have just saw the intro. We had a little picture there and a little bit of information about the festival. It's a very beautiful place, Saarburg. It's real near Luxembourg and France. And it's sort of, I guess it's classified as like the Venice, the little Venice of Germany. So there's little canals and little rivers and stuff going through the town. And it's absolutely gorgeous. And the town is very musical oriented. The facilities are great. Yeah, like those are great points that you made about how the festival, how those types of festivals are. Some are all those things. Some of those festivals are just one or two of those things. Yeah, it's super interesting. And
yeah, and what I like about that festival is, like, let's say you're a college student who's into performing and all that. You can do the performing and do the chamber music.
Yeah.
Let's say you're an adult.
Yeah, exactly.
Who plays for fun and you're like, oh, that could be a cool 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You can also be a performing non-participant, which means you have lessons, but you don't do the whole chamber music
stuff. You pay more attention to your own art, to your own craft, to your own goals that you want to have.
That's a cool thing, I think. And you still get as much out of it,
mm-hmm.
but in a different way, you know?
Exactly.
So that's fun. Yeah. And I think it's going to be amazing. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. Bill here makes a good point. If you're here in the chat, leave a question about the summer master classes or anything about those types of things, or just a general flute question. We can answer a couple just at the end of the show. But Bill says here, I used to learn an incredible amount during rehearsals. Absolutely. That's one of the best points. We're going to leave a little bit of a Instagram post about all these things we talk about today and a couple more things. But that's a very excellent point, Bill. Like rehearsals and also just being an auditor in a master class. Say you're not even playing. This won't be the case for our festival because everyone gets the chance to play with you when you're there and you're teaching. You have your own way. But when you go to a master class or sit in on a rehearsal, like you can see, you can learn so much by just looking and analyzing and learning about sound, learning about rhythm, learning about musicality, learning about education. It's so beneficial. And it's almost like taking, like I think you mentioned it before earlier on in the show, that it's like a super condensed amount of time that you wouldn't necessarily get if you were in school or taking lessons weekly or however you do it over a year, you know, for instance, because you just get so much information, so much absorption, or I guess
it's a bit like
concentrated.
If you take an hour a week of something,
or
a language, let's say, or if you go and you do immersion, it's a bit like music immersion, as you know, some people learn languages with immersion because you're in it 24/7, so it kind of gets in more. I think it's a, it could be compared.
Exactly. You know? And what's interesting about like this this festival in particular is like it's almost like sort of like what we did in the in the summer of 2022. We went to a retreat, an artistic retreat for all artists, and it's like, you know, almost it's basically semi or what would they call it, mid-board, I don't remember exactly the word, but like it's all inclusive, so you get your hotel room, you get your breakfast or lunch or lunch and dinner or one of those combinations of those two. You get like half board, I think it's what it's called. And then you get to have the time and liberty in the evenings to kind of wind down or go and practice more, excuse me, and enjoy the town, you know, enjoy the villages. It's all about balance with music and with any art form, you know, like that's what I noticed with artists and painters at the festival or at the retreat we went to. People, you know, work hard, then they wind down. And I think that's all part of getting your art form better, you know, the brain needs to calm down, realize things and stuff like that.
Yeah, and you get to have discussions about art and music.
And life,
meet people who like the same stuff as you do. And
Netflix shows that we all watched.
We're all just, we all have a normal life.
Yeah, we all have normal lives, you know, so.
But, like, it's cool because you don't have to worry too much about the day-to-day stuff.
Exactly.
So you have also more space in your mind for just doing music.
That's a very
To music and being with other people around who are also participating. So
That's
it's going to be a very cool experience for the people who can come and experience it with us.
Yeah. And that's another good point as well. You just mentioned, like, you know, it's interesting, you know, a lot of people I know, you know, when can I have time to just work on my art form and, you know, in a condensed amount of time, and like how people think in their mind, oh, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can afford the time. I don't want to go away from home. And what if something happens? You know, people have those types of thoughts and, you know, you don't want to be too separated from your home. But, you know, any time is a good time if you can make it happen. You know, this is the time to do it, go enjoy. And it's only an investment on yourself, you know what I mean? Like, consider it that. It's really something with any art form, when you can have a devoted amount of time towards it, it's very, very beneficial.
And we rarely regret experiences, you
right
know?
Oh, absolutely.
We mostly regret what we
didn't do. Jinx,
like,
exactly.
Oh, I should have done that, you know, why didn't I say yes to that thing? Or
exactly,
more than the opposite.
It's
very rare.
Like,
and
I believe
so,
in
like same with, we're gonna go in Boston next week, and that's gonna be a cool experience too.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna give a master class at Berklee College of Music in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And play with their flute choir at the Berklee Flute Society. And
it's gonna be a lot of fun.
If you're gonna be a lot of fun, and if people are around, they can come and
you can come and see. Contact the Boston, contact the Berklee Flute Society, and they can arrange how to get to the masterclass on Thursday. I don't remember the time, but it's this Thursday.
So March 2nd.
You got it. Bill here, he says also, like, I love the camaraderie amongst musicians at festivals. We were from everywhere and anywhere. We all had one purpose in mind. It is a very binding experience. That's so true, Bill. Like,
and
it's,
you make
so
friends
true.
Like that.
Yeah, you make friends, you make new acquaintances, you make a better, you know, relationship with the teacher you want to work with, so you can understand more about them and also have them work with you and really develop your skills and all those things. It's just, it's a really, really worthwhile experience. Even just experience once in a person's life, I think it can really boost a lot of things in your playing, and also just in yourself, and, you know, get more confidence in your playing or get more confidence in your art, whatever it may be like that. It's very interesting. But yeah, I remember, you know, like, you can, what's fun is that you're open and free in those types of festivals that offer that non-participant or auditor type of thing, I always tend to go in those directions because I don't like being too much pressured in those types of, you know, performances and stuff like that, that not necessarily I would like to do. But, you know, it's really, really a cool thing that festivals like this are starting to do that or have been doing it for quite a while, in fact. Auditory thing.
But the thing is, sometimes you're only listening in, and that can be a bit long. In that case, you're not only listening in, you're really playing,
It's
just you're not doing the chamber music.
That's what I meant, yeah.
You're playing in lessons.
I mean the ensemble stuff,
because
you
some
know.
Festivals have only auditory.
That's right.
It's okay too, but like it might get long after a few days.
Right.
Like at one point you want to also take out your flute and participate a little bit.
But in this case, like could you maybe elaborate what you think would be an average day with a non-participant when they're with you? Could you kind of talk a little bit about that for yourself?
Well, I know that in the 12 day, they're supposed to have 6 private lessons if they're non-participant.
Right.
No, whatever.
That's correct.
Non-participant, but
they're active still performer, non-participant.
Exactly. So 6 lessons, and I think it's 2 group classes as well. So, like, some days you'll have a lesson, some days you'll go and practice, or you'll have a full group lesson.
Yeah, that's right.
And some days you might want to go, like, I guess you'll go and listen to concerts, because there's
correct.
A lot of concerts. You
in
can
different
also
venues.
Go and listen to other group lessons and other
masterclass.
Other masterclasses.
Group
and
lessons,
stuff like
whatever.
That.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. And then there's places to practice.
Yes,
so
there's a whole building. Yeah, there's a very, very beautiful building for practicing and also all those types of things like that.
Yeah. So.
And then also just spending time with you in passing and stuff like that. We might do little dinners and stuff like that all together.
Yeah, totally.
And, you know, we're really going to be a little pack of people.
I think there's also some days where the festival organizes outings to visit around.
Yeah, at least. Yeah, once I think.
Once I think. Mm-hmm. So there's different things like that. Yeah. And, that would be like practicing lessons, concerts,
food,
going to
eating.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. And like everything's like those types. I like that because it's actually, you know, in a city. I know I remember like Orford and all these other places like that. They tend to be a little bit more isolated, a little bit more like in the woods type of thing. Some of them like Tanglewood a little bit and a little bit of like, Domaine Forgeret.
Yeah, more
and
all in the countryside.
Like countryside. But I like the whole city aspect or town aspect because like even the place where we were last year, it was a little tiny town, but it still had a energy. It had something. It had,
but
it was very interesting.
It was at such a small village.
Yeah.
It didn't even have a grocery store. Like
no.
It had no business there.
No.
Like zero business. But where we're going to stay this summer.
Yes.
It's a real town.
With
with
hotels
and
grocery store
and
restaurants and it's a beautiful town, absolutely gorgeous from what we've seen, and also just being so close to France and being so close to Luxembourg and Switzerland. It's all very, very cute.
Yeah, people can make it a 2-in-1 flute and a little travel or whatever.
Exactly.
And I think even for, let's say you're a couple and one plays the flute and the other one doesn't. There's still like a auditory for people who want to come with you but don't want to participate at all.
Yeah. You can even bring your, what's great about that one? Yeah.
You can stay there and
if you want to bring
enjoy the festival
for 2 weeks,
listen
to
the concerts.
It's like having a, you know, you get a hotel, you get the pass to see the whole festival and you get to go around. Like it's better than an all inclusive, you know, I think personally.
Yeah, because you like Europe.
Yeah, so you can totally, but to add is if you are considering this type of festival or this festival, you can bring your significant other and the fee is considerably less for your partner. So you pay for your thing, for your participant and playing and having lessons and all those things, but also you can have a companion with you for a significantly less cost. And you can find out all that information at the Saarburg Festival.
Yep.
You can just, I think it's .de, but I'm not sure exactly, but you can just type Saarburg Festival in Google. And all the information is very, very well laid out about that. But you can also email us and we can provide you more direction to where you need to go at, you can email us at info@theflutechannel.com. So let's just elaborate a little bit more further. But if you guys have any questions about summer music festivals or any relative questions about
the flute,
we can answer some of those in it right now, and then we'll be ending the show. Usually right now we've been doing the podcast every other month, but we decided to kind of do a little podcast this month to enlighten people about summer festivals, because this is the time where people apply and kind of think about their summer plans.
We wanted to give people an opportunity to know about this thing that
exactly
we're doing,
because it's super special.
There's dates involved as well, so we didn't want to do it too late, and then it's kind of too late for people want to participate, or not necessarily too late, but then there are late fees and stuff like that.
Also, like flights and all those things for people to get there. Things get more expensive.
Yeah.
So we
wanted to make sure we were taking care of that earlier.
But it's good that you mentioned those fees. Those fees right now, if you do not want to have any late fees or late inscription fees, March 15th is the cutoff date, but there are, like, you can say you're still thinking about it and all those things after that date. You can still apply to this festival with Emily, but there will be slight registration fees.
It's not that much at all.
But,
so, you know, we thought it's better to tell people earlier than later.
Yeah, because we had just found out that recently about you being there. So we're just trying to educate everybody about that.
So, did anyone have any flute question?
I see a lot of just people like saying like hello and stuff, which is great. You know, Marcello. Hello. A lot of people from Brazil. We always get a lot of people from Brazil. Maybe we should go to Brazil. I think if you're a flutist,
I'll learn Portuguese.
Yeah, but learn Portuguese, and if you're a multilingualist, you're already studying German again. You know Spanish. You know all those languages. It's pretty great.
Well,
English, French, Spanish.
I speak like a toddler, a couple of them.
That's okay.
A very, very young toddler.
A little bit of Italian. Managed to get through Italy with that, which is good.
Yeah, like, I don't speak Italian, but if I have to, it kind of, because I studied, but I'm very bad at it. But just when I need it, my brain...
It starts putting everything in line.
It's very funny. If it's not a question, if it's not an emergency, my brain doesn't give me that access. It has to be an emergency.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, like Marcello, sorry if I'm mispronouncing these names. He's saying, it's a pleasure to be here and hear your opinions. I'm a great admirer of your work. Greeting from Brazil in Labao. I don't know what province or town that is, but that must sound... All those names always sound super nice. Mm-hmm. Like when you hear exotic names of places, you're like, oh, that must be like the most gorgeous place in the world. Labao.
Yeah.
Am I pronouncing that wrong? Also, Ronaldo says, bom dia. Must be hello or good day.
Yeah.
And he's from Brazil as well. And he says, hello as well, which is great. And Adriano also says, good morning. And thank you for your invaluable work and classes through YouTube. That's great. Thanks so much. Everybody's so wonderful and nice around here. Ryan just said he failed his French exam. It's okay. You know, people, when they do their language tests, it's exam shouldn't dictate your understanding too much. If you understand, you know.
Yeah.
You shouldn't give up, you know. That's for sure.
It's not just an exam that's going to... You know, like when I studied German, I was pretty okay in the exams, but I realized I don't know much.
Right.
Because like life is not an exam. So yeah.
No, of course not. So yeah. Well, we don't have any other questions really, but we just wanted to kind of make this nice and short and talk about that. If you've just jumped in, please go back to the beginning of the show and listen in on all we talk about, on everything we talk about summer music festivals. And check out our Instagram posts and stuff like that, and follow us on all the social medias. Do you want to just tell again what the festival is and what's the name and what
entails on it? Yeah, so it's a Saarberg festival. And if you're interested, please email us or like direct message us, because it's a thing with, you have to say who you want to study with in a sense. So it's easier if you come in contact with us first. Even if it's not the flute and you want to study another instrument, it would be nice to just contact us first, but you can go and check their website and read all about it first. I hope to meet a lot of people there this summer and
all the musicians that will be there, and also all the flutists that
working together, and
Yeah, totally. Yeah, like I said, you can email us and we can guide you through the application process and all those things like that. If you have any questions, we can maybe answer all a few of them for you and make sure that this, you know, this process is a smooth one and that we can all see each other in July, which is going to be a lot of fun. And yeah, I think that's about it. Also, you can go to our website, musigy.com, if you want to buy Amelie's books or sheet music. We have all that stuff there for teaching and for playing. And also, if you want to help us out on patreon.com, you can tip us as low as $2 a month. And that goes directly to us and makes us put more effort into making all these great videos for you. And I think that could be it. I think that's everything. Yeah. So thanks, everybody, so much. If you guys have any questions or comments for the next Flute Talk podcast, we're going to be doing that one next month, and then we'll go back to our regular rotation of the show every other month. Leave them down below here, and we'll take a look at those. And we'll have some new videos coming out soon as well. We're going to have a new Piccolo review video coming out soon. That's very exciting. And we will also have some other music videos and tutorials in April and in March. So yeah, thanks everybody so much. And we'll talk to you guys later.
Yeah. See you soon.